Have you ever had a bad day? I mean, just one of those days where everything went wrong. In fact, you feel like just going right back to bed and starting all over again. Well, I can tell you, David had one of those days as well. He knew what it felt like to have everything taken away from him. In fact, his own people turned against him. What did he do? Did he quit? No, my friend. He turned to the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we see that it was not a good day for David. When David and his men returned home to Ziklag, they found their homes burned to the ground and their wives and children had been taken captive. While David and his men were gone, the Amalekites had come and destroyed their property, taking their families. The Bible says, so David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Can you imagine? This would have been the most devastating thing one can think of. This would be tragedy of all tragedies. Immediately, their minds must have wandered to think the worst. Are their wives okay? What about their children? Are they still alive? Are they hurt? Yes, this was a dark day in their lives. And to make matters worse, David's own men began to turn against him. And the Bible says, for the people spoke of stoning him. And not only is David distressed about what had just happened, but suddenly he's all alone. His family is gone. All of his property has been destroyed. His possessions are gone, and now all of his own people want to kill him. Perhaps David thought that it would have been better if he had never been born. Have you ever felt that way? Has life ever just knocked the wind right out of your sails? Have things ever been so hard that you just wanted to give up? Have you ever felt that there was just no purpose or reason to live? Have you ever been so discouraged that you just couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel? Well, folks, I can tell you, I have felt that way before. Sometimes it seems that just as you get on your feet again, something else comes right along and knocks you down. Sometimes things just don't seem to be fair. Well, I can tell you, life is not easy, and God never said that it would be easy. David could have easily given up. In fact, if it was me, that's probably what I would have done. But David, the man after God's own heart, did not give up. He did something that can help us when we go through hard times as well. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And the word encouraged also means strengthened. That's right. David went to the Lord. He went to God in prayer. David sought the face of the Lord. He knew that even though others forsook him, and even though others turned away from him, and even though his friends talked about killing him, David knew that the Lord would never leave his side. David trusted God, even though things looked dark and gloomy. David leaned on God. He cried out to the one who could help him in the time of trouble and distress. David knew that the only one who could comfort and strengthen him would be the Lord his God. There is no other one who can give an abundance of grace through hard times but Jesus Christ. That's the only answer for you and I. When you're weary and tired and exhausted from the trials of life, you can take it to the Lord. You can find comfort in His presence. You can find water for your weary and thirsty soul in the presence of the Master. But wait, my friend, because the story's not over yet. The Bible said that David went to Abiathar, the priest, for the ephod, and inquired of the Lord, asking him what he should do. Suddenly, the Lord gave David the answer. The Lord told David, "You shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." You see, David got a word from God. In times of distress, take it to Jesus. Wait in His presence. He will give you the right word at the right time. He will give you a word in season. He will tell you what you need to do. That's all that David needed. Now he had a word from God. He can go with confidence. David was strengthened in God's presence. He was assured by His word. And that's what is needed today in our lives, regardless of how grim circumstances may be. If we have a word from God, then we can be assured that everything is going to be all right.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.